Mathematicians continued to work on Riemannian geometry because it was so beautiful, without any idea of physical applications. Its beauty was again largely the beauty of inevitability. Once you start thinking about curved spaces, you are led almost inevitably to the introduction of the mathematical quantities, metrics, affine connections, curvature tensors, and so on, that are the ingredients of Riemannian geometry. When Einstein started to develop general relativity, he realized that one way of expressing his ideas about the symmetry that relates different frames of reference was to ascribe gravitation to the curvature of space-time. He asked a friend, Marcel Grossmann, whether there existed any mathematical theory of curved spaces, not merely of curved two-dimensional surfaces in ordinary Euclidean three-dimensional space, but of curved three-dimensional spaces, or even curved four-dimensional space-times. Grossmann gave Einstein the good news that there did in fact exist such a mathematical formalism, the one developed by Riemann and others, and taught him this mathematics, which Einstein then incorporated into general relativity. The mathematics was there waiting for Einstein to make use of, although I believe that Gauss and Riemann and the other differential geometers of the 19th century had no idea that their work would ever have any application to physical theories of gravitation. An even stranger example is provided by the history of internal symmetry principles. In physics, internal symmetry principles typically impose a kind of family structure on the menu of possible particles. The first known example of such a family was provided by the two types of particle that make up ordinary atomic nuclei, the proton and neutron. Protons and neutrons have very nearly the same mass, so once the neutron was discovered by James Chadwick in 1932, it was natural to suppose that the strong nuclear forces, which contribute to the neutron and proton masses, should respect a simple symmetry. The equations governing these forces should preserve their form if everywhere in these equations the roles of neutrons and protons are reversed. This would tell us, among other things, that the strong nuclear force is the same between two neutrons as between two protons, but would tell us nothing about the force between a proton and a neutron. It was therefore somewhat a surprise when experiments in 1936 revealed that the nuclear force between two protons is about the same as the force between a proton and a neutron. This observation gave rise to the idea of a symmetry that goes beyond mere interchanges of protons and neutrons, a symmetry under continuous transformations that change protons and neutrons into particles that are proton-neutron mixtures, with arbitrary probabilities of being a proton or a neutron. These symmetry transformations